Hello and welcome to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. I'm genuinely excited about this. Stevie Ritchie.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Pleasure, Joe. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. How are you?
I'm very well. Just enjoying the emotion, really. Just getting over it all. You know, that I've come this far. I'm really so overwhelmed and chuffed by it all. And, still can't get my head around that I'm still in the competition. It's really overwhelming, yeah.
Let's talk about the weekend. Obviously, it's just happened. Jack and Lola leaving the competition.
Yeah.
It must be every week now. The house must be getting quieter and quieter as people leave.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? It started off with, 16 acts in the competition. Overall, there was about 32 people in the house, as you can imagine. It was very, very, it was loud at night and all that, and, I'm going to miss all that, because it was very lively and all that. And now, we're down to the last sort of 9 acts and, including myself. And it can be very sad, losing a lot of lovely people. I love all the contestants that have been in the house this year and on the show, and they're going to be truly missed. Jack and Lola, two great people. I've just said goodbye to Lola, actually, as just literally half hour ago, and it was quite touching, because I proper welled up. She's such a lovely girl, and Jack, he's a laugh. He was a right laugh in the house, so it's getting to that stage now where it's getting really quiet and soon. I don't think there's going to be many people to talk to.
Yeah, just be like you on your own singing.
Oh, story of my life, mate. Jack Jones, I'm always on my own,
Oh, no, Stevie, you're not. Trust me, you're not. We all love you, Stevie. You're definitely not.
Oh, thank you, mate. That's very sweet of you to say. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Talk about the weekend. We talked about emotions as well. And it was generally, I remember I was watching it with my mum and, we were sort of the big note at the end of the Phantom of the Opera song. And we sort of turned to each other and went, oh, that's lovely. And then you started crying. It was sort of just one of those moments on the X Factor. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you, mate. Do you know what? That was from the heart, I didn't mean to well up, but, I saw my lovely Christina, one of the Richettes, I call them, by the way, the Christina, she was, dying on the floor. And, for me, sort of like, it's like, singing to a woman you love and then sort of like she walking away, so it was sort of that sort of the moment where I was looking a bit choked up in the throat and I could feel myself. And I was like, oh, crumbs, what am I going to do? How am I going to hit this note? I managed to sort of pull it and then get it back at the end, but it was really hard for me. It was just a moment for me that for me went down in X Factor history for just being able to, well, this is what I do, I was really, really happy with the outcome of it all, really, yeah.
Yeah, is the West End, is that something you'd like to do in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? I was actually trained in musical theatre, Joe. I trained at a London School Musical Theatre School called LSMT for short. And I trained there for a year, so I trained as like an actor, a singer, and I really wanted to do musicals, and I've always wanted to enter, this is the seventh time I've entered X Factor,
No way, really?
I've never got as far as this ever in my life, so to actually get this far and have the lovely best friend of mine, by the way, Simon Cowell, as my mentor, is just totally amazing. He is like a second father, the best friend you could have, really. He's so down to earth geezer. He's so nice. So for me to come on X Factor and get this far is just an absolute dream. I feel like I'm in a bubble that I don't want to burst, really.
Yeah, we've got to talk about Simon. Obviously, the harvest has happened. There was lots of press about that. I'm thinking, what's next? So you've had your first date at Harvester. Are you going to step up the antics as the relationship develops? Are we thinking Nando's bowling? What's next?
I'll tell you what's next. I said to him at the end of the dinner on last Monday night, I said to him, right, how about me and you, Simon? We go clubbing in Colchester, where I'm from. We go to Roberts, which is like an over-25s club, a really, really nice place, actually. And then we also go to Liquid and Envy, which is a bit more sort of for the younger generation. But, Simon looks young anyway. He'll get away with it. And he's the god of X Factor. So, do you know what? He's my best friend, And I just have a new love in my life now, and that's Simon Cowell. So it's proper good. He is so honestly like the best geezer you'll ever meet. He's so great. He's got this persona that you just would listen to every word he says, And I'm not sucking eggs or anything like that. I'm just being honest.
No, I do genuinely believe you, because a lot of people say it's not just you. You watch a lot of these shows and they all come away going, Simon's a great guy. So I genuinely believe you.
Mate, honestly, have you ever met him, Joe?
No, I don't sadly live in those circles, Stevie, but...
Well, come down to the Exact Studio and meet him with me. You can be my guest or something.
Stevie, you can't say that now. That's got to happen.
Well, you can too.
You can't
mate.
Say
sure
this on the
it.
Show. We have to arrange this now.
Well, you know, anything is possible. You know, if I'm allowed to do it, I'll make it happen. If I can't, I'm no boss, by the way.
No,
you
I
know,
get
but
that.
If I'm allowed to do it, I'm sure, you know, you can meet him or something, you know, because he is just the best guy in the world.
There is one thing I want to bring up, actually, and I was lucky, I spoke to James Graham from Stereo Kicks the other day, actually, for the show. Obviously being an Essex lad too. And, one thing I talked about was like the media, the press attention, and it's the obvious question, but you go from living a life where no one takes an interest in what you do. And in the space of literally, it can be like a minute on television, everyone is interested in what you do, like from the small things to the live shows. And there's lots of press today about the whole Chloe Jasmine thing, blah, blah, blah. And I was just interested, firstly, to get your view on what's it like having to deal with suddenly going from no attention to a lot of tension. And then the news today, give your side of the story.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I went on the show, you know, not only obviously to try and win the competition, which, you know, I've already said I'm not going to win. And it's very impossible. I mean, I do my best. I love to win, don't get me wrong. But also, I've also expressed my thought of looking for love. You know, so I've never been a liar about that. I've always wanted to look for love. And, of course, you know, with the Chloe thing, you know, she's an absolute lovely woman. I mean, she's so down to earth. She's easygoing. She's very intelligent. And, of course, she's beautiful as well. So, you know, I got really close to her in the house. We are very good friends, you know. You know, all the things in the papers, you know, about that we went to a hotel romped. Well, we didn't do that whatsoever, you know. It's that, for me, and what is Six Space? I don't know what all that is about, to be honest with you. You know, I'm just one of those people that, you know, when I'm a single guy, you know, and you get close to someone and you see that you can't help how you feel, you know. I do like her a lot. I can't, you know, not lie about that. She's an absolute diamond of a girl. And yeah, we had a kiss and a cuddle, you know, that's the situation. But going from nothing, you know, and then straight into the headlines on the front page of The Sun, for me, without making too much of a joke about it, that's actually quite an achievement. You know, I didn't expect to get on the front page, you know, in all fairness. I thought it might be a little spread on the middle page or something, but not the front. You know, so how many contestants get on the front page?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think that's so refreshing that you look at the positive side of all this stuff, because you hear so many people moan nowadays. It's really refreshing to hear doing an interview someone goes, no, actually, yeah, I'm on the front page of The Sun. That's not the worst achievement. It's really refreshing to hear.
Thanks, Joe. Well, do you know what? Not any publicity is good publicity. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, one of these things where, oh, you know, you get talked about. You know, it's when they stop talking. That's when you want to worry, you know. And of course, for me, I'm loving that The Sun are really involved. But I'm also a little bit worried, obviously, for, you know, Chloe's and you know, her ex-boyfriend's, you know, attention, really. I don't want no one hurt, especially, I mean, I don't want to go hurt anyway. But, you know, that's the only downside about it. But, you know, making the front page of The Sun is big headlines, you know. I've never thought I'd be on the front page of The Sun ever, you know. So there's good sides and bad sides to it, really, in all fairness.
You and Simon on page three, the next achievement?
Oh, I love that. But minus getting your body out, of course, you know. You know, that'd be certain. I don't think that Simon or myself would want to show. Well, I don't know. You never say never. You know, I've worn mankini around the house. We're going to say, I think anything is possible. Really.
Yeah, I mean, after a few drinks, when you go liquid, anything is possible, Stevie.
Through Sambucas and Red Bulls and whatnot, I think, it could possibly happen. But, you know, Simon, excuse me, he's a really down-to-earth, class, fun guy. And I love him so, so much. So I would take him to a possibly Roberts and Smith's bar or something like that, you know. And you know what? I think he will keep to his word. He's not one of these guys that will let you down. He does keep to his promises. Like, he kept to his promise of taking me out for dinner. And it happened, like, this time last week, and it was proper. It was just, Mendel was like, wow.
I'm going for lunch with the big boss man, the biggest music, you know, executive producer in the world, you know. It's like, you just don't get the opportunity at all in life, really. So I feel really privileged to be a part of, you know, his friendship. And, of course, apparently he does love me, so I'm really happy with that.
The feelings are mutual from what we've heard.
Yeah, I think so.
You hope
I'm hoping they carry on.
This weekend is finished. Let's look ahead to the weekend. We can't say too much right now, I'm sure. But I did, obviously, it was announced on the show that it was Disco Week, but I read something this morning that that's been changed to Queen versus Michael Jackson Week. Can you clear that up?
I haven't been confirmed it so far. It's 50-50. I'm on the fence about that, Joe, if I'm honest.
Right, okay.
There has been a change, but I don't know what it is. I mean, if it is Queen versus Michael Jackson, then great. I know exactly what I want to do. I want to do a Queen song, of course, because Queen is my thing. I love Freddie Mercury. It's been well documented that from the start of my auditions, Freddie Mercury and Elvis Presley are my idols, really, because they are the showmen. They bring that you know, that the entertainment factor to every show they've done, you know. So for me, I idolise them. And Freddie Mercury, for me, has just got the best voice by far anyone, you know. He is brilliant. So if I was to do one of his songs, you know, that'd be great. And I think I know what one I like to do, if I'm honest.
How much of a say do you get in your song choice? Obviously, you have ideas of what you want to do. I'm sure Simon has ideas. I'm sure producers have ideas. Is it a case of just finding a balance between lots of people's ideas?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you write down your song ideas of what you like to maybe do. The music team then talk it over. And they decide sort of what song's best, or they maybe suggest a few songs. But they are pretty much on your side, you know. They always will say, oh, what about you do this one, or we could just try this one, you know. So they're never right, you're doing this and lumping it, you know. It is pretty much, excuse me, up to yourself, you know. Simon's very, very good and supportive on that. He's always said, okay, what song do you want to do? And then he'd give you a thumbs up, you know. So for me, doing Phantom on Saturday was just like a dream come true, because, you know, it's a musical theatre song, and not many musical theatre songs get broadcast on X Factor. So Simon gave his thumbs up, and I was very happy. So, you know, there is a case of, it's pretty much, you know, a 50-50 thing, really. So it's all good, really, mate. Yeah.
And the big question on everybody's lips is, will the Stevie Ritchie dancers be returning this weekend?
Yes, most definitely.
Yes.
I can confirm there's going to be the fun factor back, the comical side. I'm going back to the roots of where my first audition was, in the room audition, where I mucked up my lyrics and forgot them. Not that I want to do that again.
I still watch that video on YouTube sometimes.
Do you really?
I'm obsessed with it. I'm actually obsessed with it. Because I'm obsessed with Olly Murs anyway, so to do an Olly Murs song helps. Then to put that with it, it's one of my favourite things I've ever seen on the show in the, like, 11 years it's been on. I'm not just saying that.
Joe, I'm flattering me, mate. I love you. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Well, do you know what? That's the element I want to bring back, the comic sort of side, the fun factor, the thing that makes people laugh and smile. Because, do you know what? I haven't got the best voice in the competition by far. I mean, there's fantastic singers. They're all talented that have been on the show so far. But for me, bringing that comic fun side, I think that's where one of my strengths are. And I want to bring that this time. And my Richettes, I can confirm they're going to be with me this weekend. So, you know, looking forward to seeing my lovely Christina, the dancer. She's my head dancer. She's the best one, you know, the one that I like. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Just finally, we mentioned Olly Murs. He is one of many celebrity fans of yours you see on Twitter. I think I've seen him. Shane Ritchie was another one. What's it like having people like that comment about you?
Mate, honestly, it's so, like, I wake up and I look at my Twitter, and it's like, Olly Murs has tweeted me, and I'm like, whoa. And it's like about the fourth time now he's tweeted me, Olly Murs, and it's so overwhelming. He's backing me all the way. It's like, he's one of the best X Factor contestants to come out of the show, in my own opinion, you know, if not the best, because he's done it all, you know, and he's still remembered to this day. So I'm so flattered by it. And then I've got David Walliams, who's also tweeted and followed me as well. And he's funny as what they come.
He's probably worried about you stealing Simon. I think that's what
it is. I think he actually is. He is. He actually said, how about I do an erotic dance on X Factor while Stevie Ritchie sings? I think that'd be hilarious, you know.
Well, I'm keen to see that.
I said that to Simon. He said, no way. You know, it's so overwhelming. I have got, you know, I've had a lot of tweets from, you know, celebrities, and I just, I've never thought I'd have that in a million years. You know, I have their backing, and it's nice. And who else did I have? I had, Jamie from Calabro, is it? BGT, you know?
Yeah, the winners of Britain's Got Talent last year.
Yeah, I had one of the members, he sort of like tweeted me as well. That was proper mental. So I've had quite a few. It's been really nice. You know, I can't lie. It's been absolutely great. So I can't thank them enough for that. I'm glad I got their support, you know?
Yeah, cheers for your time, Stevie. And we'll hopefully get you back on at some point to have a catch up with the show as well. That'd be great.
That would be absolutely a pleasure by me, Joe. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too, Stevie. Have a good one, mate.
Thanks, mate. Take care. All the best.